agreement which is forbid. And when you call on him, he won't forbid. Hey yeah, hey yeah, hey yeah, yeah, yeah. Men have got it by putting a knee for it. An agreement which is forbid. And when you call on him, he won't forbid. Hey yeah, hey yeah, hey yeah. Some call it a feeling, but it's the devil that tricked me. You're taking out with something that doesn't belong to you. Why don't you be patient and simply use your conscience? You're truly hiding someone. Remember your dates and numbers. Some call it a feeling, but it's the devil that tricked me. You're taking out with something that doesn't belong to you. Why don't you be patient and simply use your conscience? You're truly hiding someone. Remember your days are numbered. God sees it all, even though it's secrecy just and indecent. You cannot get away with it. Yeah. God sees it all, even though it's secrecy just and indecent. You cannot get away with it. Yeah. The devil that tricked me. You're taking out with something that doesn't belong to you.
This copyrighted presentation is brought to you by Chuck Swindoll and Insight for Living.
Chuck Swindoll and Insight for Living.
We are not to be resistant. We are not to be reluctant. We are not to stutter. We are to forthrightly speak of the importance of balancing salvation by faith alone in Christ alone alongside good works that demonstrate its true salvation. Preach both. Declare both. Live both. Because you believe right, you behave right. Because your life is wrapped up in Christ for salvation, may it be wrapped up in Christ as you live out your lives.
If you put 100 people in a room and give them a mission, it won't be long before friction begins. The group mobilizes and there's division among the ranks. Welcome to Insight for Living, featuring another message in Chuck Swindoll's brand new study in Titus. It's a series we're calling Tough Grace in Difficult Places. Today, we'll conclude a message introduced yesterday based on Titus chapter 3, where we take an honest look at the realities of life in the local church family. Chuck Swindoll calls it the tough side of ministry.
I've said for years that anyone who enters the rank of the ministry must cultivate two qualities at the same time. First, there must be a tender heart. A tender heart. Without a tender heart, you will succumb sooner rather than later to a jaded and business-as-usual mentality, sort of a perfunctory response to things of ministry. In place of compassion, you will become calloused. Without a tender heart, instead of staying excited and inspired by the things of Christ, you will erode into boredom, and it won't be long before it will have lost its significance to you. Stay tender. But the second is equally important and must be cultivated at the same time. It is a tough hide. You will become, without it, easily discouraged, perhaps even disillusioned, as you lose heart and cave in to criticism, and on occasion, outright verbal assault. All this brings me to a very realistic fact. Those who are engaged in the Lord's work